The stars in their courses fought against Sisera. The river of Kishon swept them away, that ancient river, the river of Kishon. Oh, my soul, thou hast trodden down straight. Then were the horse hoofs broken by the means of the prancings of their mighty ones. Curse ye, Meroz, said the angel of the Lord. Curse ye bitterly the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. Blessed above women shall Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, be. Blessed shall she be above women in the tent. He asked for water, and she gave him milk. She brought forth butter in a lordly dish. She put her hand to the nail, and her right hand to the workman's hammer. And with the hammer she smote Sisera. She smote off his head. When she had pierced and stricken through his temples, at her feet he bowed, he fell, he lay down. At her feet he bowed, he fell. Where he bowed, there he fell down dead. The mother of Sisera looked out at the window and cried through the lattice, "Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the wheels of his chariots?" Her wise ladies answered her. Yea, she returned answer to herself. Have they not sped? Have they not divided the prey? To every man a damsel or two? To Sisera a prey of divers colors, a prey of divers colors of needlework, of divers colors of needlework on both sides? Meet for the next of them that take the score.
Wild, huh? That's Sir Laurence Olivier. This is a passage that's not in your anthology, but I put it. First of all, she's quite a girl. You got to admit that, Deborah. Okay. And just shows you how varied the Bible is. I had tried to, I apologize, I tried this before class the other day and I couldn't get the volume up, but I just found the right switch and I got it to where I think you could do it. Is there any favorites before I go to Homer? Well, I got the whole thing on there, and all those discs. All right, that's enough for him. Let's go back to Homer. And I need to get my slideshow. Okay, so the Iliad is 12,000 lines long. It's like a short novel, but it's dense and there are a lot of strange names, so I don't assign it all for one night. People spend half a semester on it. This is a survey course, English 266. That's what I'm assigned to teach. That's what you're in here to take. So we can't necessarily do the whole Iliad, and I'm just hitting some big points. The same thing for the Odyssey, which we read for today. That's the other great work by Homer. It's very long. You can easily spend a semester on it. Traditionally, you read these things in Greek, right? And so today's lesson might be the first seven lines, right? And for Thursday, read through line 20 out of 15,000, right? Because you have to look up all the words, and that's what you do in a language class or a classics class. And that intensity of language is what I'm trying to get across on those videotapes, the first lines. I'm getting a lot of really interesting responses. I got a whole flurry about an hour ago, so I haven't been able to respond to. But if you haven't done that, don't forget, I want you to send me your thoughts on the first two of them. I think you should also look at the one other one right now on the first line series, and that's, I think, the last one, because it's on the it's on a modern poetic take on the creation. And it's one of my favorite videos. It's Professor Jimmy Saunders here in the English department reading a James Wendell Johnson poem on the creation. So you'll find that on the first lines. I suppose I could even pause to look at it. No, I can't. I'm not on the internet. All right, forget it. I could get on it, but I'm not going to waste the time. All right. So take a look at that too. The big things. Because we're so compressed, I've just picked out a couple of points to talk about. Again, the story began with a plague. Apollo is angry because the daughter of his priest, Chryses, is being held by Agamemnon, and Agamemnon refuses to give her up, thereby insulting the god Apollo, who is the kind of guy you don't insult because he's a very touchy god, being the son of Zeus. All right, and you don't like the sons of kings are usually a little unstable, right? Because they think that the world owes them a living. All right, so anyway, it looks to me like Achilles stages the speech of Calchas, who is another seer, okay, another prophet, who sort of competes against Chryses, but really is saying the same thing. And one almost thinks that Calchas must have told Achilles before the speech in the first book that that the cause of the plague was Apollo, and that Achilles set up the scene in order to embarrass Agamemnon. So when Agamemnon gets really angry in the first book, right, he's been provoked. He's a bad guy too, and we will see him get killed on Thursday in his own play. By his wife, remember, Clytemnestra. Well, there's a couple of points I want to drag out of that. One of them is, and I said this quickly, but it bears saying again, at line 90, this is page 109, Calchas stands up and says, "Who will guarantee my security?" Well, the answer is, I'm just a little sniveling priest. I'm not a big mighty warrior. If I got the king, Agamemnon, angry at me, I'm in bad shape, right? Because he's going to get me, if not today, then tomorrow, right? So who's going to guarantee my security? And then Achilles answers, well, you know, me, wah,